Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. This morning we return to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, from whose love we can never be separated. Dear friends in Christ, Jim Elliot was a Christian missionary to the country of Ecuador. In 1956, at age 28, he and four companions were cruelly martyred by the very hill tribesmen that they had come to present with the gospel. Elliot was the one who once wrote this: "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Elliot was a happy warrior because he knew the eternal reward was worth everything. This morning we continue our theme, Happy Warriors, when we consider a second reason why we believers can rejoice even in the midst of hardships and persecution. It's because we're fighting for a great reward. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Those who endure suffering for Jesus' sake, it goes without saying, are believers in Jesus. And faith in Christ is the key that admits you to Christ's kingdom and gives you all his splendid gifts: the Holy Spirit, forgiveness, peace with God, everlasting life. That's a reward you don't have to wait for. It belongs to you right now. By faith in Christ, you are already a member of his kingdom. That's why we can be happy warriors and carry on even in the midst of persecution. To his believers, Jesus says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake." One note of caution here: Jesus says that persecution is only a blessing if two things are true: if you're being persecuted falsely, and if you're being persecuted for Jesus' sake. Sometimes I'm afraid we richly deserve the slanders that people level against us, isn't it true? Because we've been foolish or spiteful or profane or deceitful or dishonest. Don't expect God to reward you if you deserve the criticism that people are leveling against you because of your own evil actions. Peter says, "Let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters." Yet, he says, "If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter." Yes, you and I have failed many times. We have sinned many times. We've been AWOL from the army of the Lord many times. But with God's help, we can come back. We can get back in the fight. We can even be happy warriors because Christ, our captain, has redeemed us from all those sins and failures and shortcomings. And what a blessing it is to have Jesus as our commander and to fight under his banner, for he's the one who endured more suffering and persecution than all of the rest of us put together. And he never faltered for a moment. For our sakes, Jesus fought the good fight and prevailed. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." Admittance to the army of Christ, that's reward enough all by itself. Just being saved is an infinite treasure, of course. But there's more. Did you know that for every increase of suffering or persecution you endure for Christ here on earth, you will receive an increased reward of glory and joy in heaven? It's true. In fact, Jesus says, the worse you have it here in this world, the more you ought to rejoice for the coming glory that you'll enjoy in heaven. Scripture clearly teaches degrees of glory in heaven. Jesus said, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. A lot of Christians are surprised to learn about this, that Scripture does clearly teach degrees of glory in heaven. Paul tells the Corinthian believers that Christians, once they arrive in heaven, will differ in glory just like the sun, moon, and stars differ in brightness. He said, there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. And those who suffer most for Christ, those who bear the heaviest burdens, those who endure the most hardship and suffering and persecution, they will reap the greatest reward in the life to come. Of course, any scriptural teaching can be twisted and abused, and the doctrine of degrees of glory is no exception. For example, Rick Warren, the author of a very famous book, Purpose Driven Life, turns this teaching into a doctrine of works. He says that heavenly rewards ought to be our motivation as Christians for doing good works in this life. In other words, do lots of good works so you can get a better place in heaven when you die. That's nothing but plain old work righteousness, just wrapped up in a different shiny wrapper. That's not our motivation for doing good works. It can't be, really, can it? Because Scripture clearly teaches that every good work a Christian does is a fruit of faith. It comes from the God-given faith in his heart. In fact, those good works you do, they're really more the Holy Spirit's works than they are yours. For Paul says, it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. My father, before he died, had a saying. He'd always say, it's all grace. That's how he summed up his whole life and all his experiences. It's all grace. And that's true, isn't it? Like everything else God does for us, it's all grace. The reward that he has stored up for us in heaven is a reward of his grace. Like everything else, it's undeserved. It will be more glorious than we can ever imagine. The reward that each of us receives from God's grace in heaven will be beyond our conception. Certainly beyond anything we could ever have earned by our service to him here on earth. What happy warriors we are. For God's grace, his lavish and prodigal generosity will always bless even our meager efforts with rewards that far outweigh our actions. The Apostle Paul says there's no comparison. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In the meantime, let's thank God for his grace, and let's continue to serve our Lord Jesus as happy warriors. Amen. We'll conclude with the first stanza of hymn 448.